Now we come to our final lesson of the series, lesson 12. And this lesson is about not only a summary and integration, but it's about thinking about how to live this great journey of a positive parent, mindful of the different values and the skills and the commitments involved. So what have we explored so far? Well, we started with this idea that positive parenting is a type of positive hypnosis where the adult mind up in the head can link, can connect respectively with the child mind in the body and find a good, creative, loving conversation and connection. Very importantly, we've seen how this first starts with the parent's own connection to their own center. Only then can you connect to your child's center in a positive way. This is the important thing when you're stressed, before you start anything. Remember the positive parenting state. Remember the connection to your own emotional center always goes first. And then only in a way that maintains that, make the connection to your child's emotional center deeper than anything they're thinking or anything they're doing or anything they're not doing. Connect to your child underneath their mind, their behavior, their emotions. This is love. This is positive parenting. This is skillful, the skillful base for communication. We then saw how this positive parenting state allows you to set intentions and goals in powerful ways. We focused on how to develop an intention through positive words, for example. I can set good limits with my child, with color images. One image that might go with that is me standing with a smile on my face, giving clear rules to my child, and then making sure the words, the color images, that you can feel it in your body. You can sense it as a physical movement. This is the creative, positive hypnosis way to hold a positive goal and intention. This allows you to set rules and create good family time. This is the basis for other rules, loving but firm parenting, creative activity. Remember, your kids want you to set limits. They want you to be the authority. If you have a positive hypnosis connection with them, they will respond to your direction. Whenever you lose that positive hypnosis connection, first to yourself, and then to them, you'll have a really unhelpful fight on your hands. So we saw that to do this, to act skillfully in family time and setting rules and being able to help your child, that a positive parent needs good connections with tenderness. You need to be able to calm yourself. You need to be kind to yourself. You need to touch your children with positive kindness. We saw also how you equally need positive fierceness. You need to be tough, clear, appears in a committed, positive way. And thirdly, you need to have playfulness. You need to be able to move with things, bring a sense of humor to lighten things up, use playfulness to keep things very fluid. We also saw how to stay positive and calm when negative emotions arise, both yourself and your children. We saw how your kids will activate unhealed wounds in you, especially the age where they are. So if they're 5, it will reconnect you with your own inner 5-year-old. So it's a good thing to practice, to focus, to know how to welcome, bring loving kindness to the negative emotions that will come up at least from time to time in yourself, and to welcome and to bring loving kindness to the negative emotions that will come up at least from time to time in your children. Practicing this every day with a timeline of success helps make positive parenting a regular habit so that it can give you great confidence, great satisfaction, and great success. These are some of the basic challenges, some of the basic elemental pieces of positive parenting. Connection to yourself deeply, connection to your child deeply, making sure that you had nurture good bonding, making sure that you set good rules, making sure that you can be able to be fluid and kind and tough and fierce in positive ways. Making sure that you're not afraid of opening and connecting to the negative emotions that occur in any intimate encounter. This is a daily skill. I have created this set of lessons so that you can practice these skills on a regular basis. You can practice and become a better, more successful, more satisfied, positive parent over time. So I'm mentioning the word practice a lot. As we prepare to go, I want to say this is not a one-time learning. Hopefully you've learned by now that love is a continual creative process. What you did yesterday that was loving or successful really doesn't count for what you will need to do today. It will require something different. It will require you sensing how to respond in each present moment in a new way. So practice is important because it prepares you to deal with the unexpected. It allows you to sense the many different ways each connection can go, and to remember how to feel and return to a sense of confidence, confidence, confidence. Parenting is probably the most humbling experience any of us will ever have. Mistakes are made every day. You'll make more mistakes than you'll have successes. So remember, it's okay to make mistakes. It's okay to feel stuck. This is a normal, unavoidable part of any intimacy connection. The important thing is that you're learning to deal with each experience, success, not so successful, in a positive, loving way. Remember, you're there to teach the child to be a responsible citizen. What that means and how you do that is going to be different when your child is 4, when your child is 8, when your child is 12. If you have more than one child, you realize you could say the same thing to all your children, and each one would have a different meaning. So the great thing about intimacy is it allows you to creatively and fluidly discover each day what that means with integrity, what that means that gives you emotional, spiritual, social freedom. And that sense of spiritual and emotional and psychological freedom is the key to enjoying your family. Maybe you had some of that as a kid, maybe not. It's really secondary to the fact that now you really can enjoy discovering that spiritual and emotional freedom each day. You really can discover that each day. So take a few moments just to connect with yourself. Take a few moments to connect with your heart mind. Hello. Take a few moments to connect with your belly mind. I see you. I feel you. I accept you. And I love you. And feel the commitment and the connection that you have developed by doing these lessons, and realize this is just the beginning. Just the beginning. So I wish you the very, very best. Obviously, the fact that you've been listening to these lessons and practicing really expresses how much love you have for your children, for your family, and hopefully you realize that it always starts with love for yourself. So continue practicing, continue enjoying, continue growing. And for that and for your family, I send you much, much positive support. Thank you for your commitment to your children. It will help build a better world. Keep on practicing and enjoy the fruits of your labor. This is Dr. Stephen Gilligan saying bye-bye. Thank you.